Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
That's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin. I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him. This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses, damn. I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And
I didn't choose to rap. He just fell into a backup plan. So
yeah.
Let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Friday, February the 24th of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very important topic for you today. Today we want to talk about something that's not really mentioned. This was one of those things that's kind of buried, if you will, inside of all of the other things that's going on in the world. Most of the stuff that's presented to us today is presented to us in a way that we think we understand it, but in fact, it is a delusion. And so we live in a world that's full of delusions. And in order for you to address all of the subconscious and the unconscious limiting beliefs that is existing inside of your neurological or your neuroscience or your brain, we have to understand that there is a covert effort to ensure that you never see clearly. And this effort that has been promoted to make sure that you can't see the forest for the trees, it is an attempt to bring about a synchronicity, if you will, to bring about a particular type of
syncretism.
Syncretism. So that word syncretism is what we're going to talk about today. We want to talk about the under, over, and understanding of this ideal of syncretism and what that means, and to everybody that's a part of, especially the traditional Christendom. Because when we talk about syncretism, it's very interesting because syncretism is cretinism. So cretinism and syncretism are the same. The problem is most people have never even heard of those terms. When you say the word syncretism, most people have no clue what you're talking about. And it's a very, very sad, because we live in a world that is controlled by syncretism. And without understanding what syncretism is and how it works and how it affects you and how everything that you do is based upon syncretism, it's very, very disheartening, and it's very sad because when you talk to people, they can't get around this syncretism because they've never heard of it. They don't even know that it exists, but they are part of it because syncretism controls your entire life. So when we talk about syncretism, what we are talking about, if we go to dictionary.com or any good dictionary and look up the definition of this term, and as like everything, the most important thing for you, my brothers and sisters, is to under, over, and understand the terms or the definitions of the words that you're using. And once you understand the terms and the definitions of the words that you're using, something remarkable or something powerful happens, because now you're able to address, or now you're able to actually under, over, and understand these terms and these words that you're using. Now, when we talk about syncretism, we are talking about the reconciliation or the union of opposing principles. Now, let that sink in for just a moment. So we're talking about the reconciliation, or we're talking about the joining together of two opposing forces. So the first question is, how can you join together two opposites, or how can oil and water mix? And so when we're addressing that, or when we're talking about it, that's the foundation of understanding syncretism. And once you understand the foundation of syncretism, is it seeking to marry or seeking to bring together two opposing forces. So whenever you're using syncretism, or whenever you're trying to synchronize something, you're trying to bring some principles or practices or two parties or two philosophies together. And it's like trying to mix oil and water. So syncretism is kind of like the word Babel or Babylon, which means confusion. And so syncretism usually results in confusion because you are attempting to mix two things that really shouldn't be mixed together. And so it's very important, my brothers and sisters, to under, over, and understand, because this ideal of syncretism is very, very, very dangerous. Because what it does is it prevents you from under, over, and understanding the big picture. Now, let me make sure you understand what's going on. Because at the end of the day, the most important thing, my brothers and sisters, is for you to under, over, and understand the big picture. And so the enemy hides inside of the details, or inside of Babylon, or inside of confusion, or inside of mixing those things and calling those things that are not as though they were. And so you have to under, over, and understand that this ability or this ideal of calling those things that are not as though they were, it's very, very important. And let me make sure you understand, I'm getting a lot of This is well, don't really surprise me too much, but we may have to do this show on my private channel. Because something interesting is going on, like always. But when we're talking about syncretism, it's very, very important to over and understand what we are discussing. Syncretism, my brothers and sisters, is very, very, very important. A lot of people are calling in and not able to get through. And the network doesn't allow them to call through or call in. So I'm gonna ask one of my clients to try once again and let me know if they get through. Because we may have to, just because of the frequency that's preventing this show from moving forward. So I may have to reschedule, because I need to make sure that this message gets out about syncretins or syncretinism, what we call syncretism. This word.
Syncretism. Syncretism. Syncretism.
The attempt to reconcile or to bring about a union of two different or opposing principles is what we are, what we were attempting to discuss today. And since no one is able to call or able to get through, it may not, still haven't got anybody in. Let me check one other thing before we continue here with this show, because I will best probably cancel this and we'll reschedule it on my private network, so that way everybody can get through. Just bear with me one moment. Yep, I think we will do that. But all right, brothers and sisters, I want to thank everybody so much for tuning in. We will cancel today's show, and we'll be back on in about 30 minutes on my private network. God bless.